Hello. Love Letters to Broadway podcast listeners. Welcome back to the Love Letters to Broadway podcast, the podcast where we give you Broadway tips, Broadway tricks. We give you advice. We talk about our adventures, although we haven't really had any recently.
We got
And
got.
we got a lot recently. Life's a BITCH, people. And yeah, once again, I'm Michelle.
I'm Skylar.
And welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 35. We're now halfway at 40. So what are we gonna do for 40?
I don't know. I was gonna say, I wish everyone saw your little dance in the beginning. That was funny.
I was
Okay.
waving my arms like Kermit the Frog.
Iconic.
But yeah, we got a really good week for you this week. Obviously, we're going to talk about our usual hyperfixations. We're going to talk our little Broadway news. And then we thought a fun idea would be to do a live Dreamcast. As I'm sure a lot of you know, on our TikTok page and our Instagram, we always post our Dreamcasts of shows that we wish would reopen on Broadway and or that are on Broadway right now and who we would cast in the lead roles. So we thought, let's do a live one. The show we're going to be dreamcasting this week is Skylar's favorite show of all time, which is Les Mis.
It's gonna be iconic.
Yeah, and there's a lot of casting for that goes into it.
Yeah, you get
I
to hear
did.
the
Oh yeah, we'll fight over people. I haven't thought about it at all yet,
I haven't
so.
either, and I thought that would be funner if we just literally cold called it.
I'm sure we're gonna mess up names. I'm sure we're gonna forget who's who and have to do research, but don't judge us. So yeah, I guess kind of starting first with our hyperfixations. Would you like to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, starting with songs, at three, I discovered that Joe Jonas is coming out with an album himself, and he released
Rip.
like two songs, and like I'm obsessed. So at three is What This Could Be by Joe Jonas, and then the rest of the album is coming out in 39 days. So I'm
You
excited.
have the exact figure. Okay.
There's a countdown on Spotify.
Oh my God.
It's really good. I highly recommend it. I love Joe Jonas. He's my hyperfixation. But so that's a three. And then at two, Boop released another song. So that's what I've been blasting while I look around the corner. Ainsley,
Why look around the corner?
I'm like obsessed with his voice. It's so jazzy and like, oh, it's so different. I like it.
You were drooling a little bit when we went.
Yeah, but like I think it's his voice. I'm like, dang. So yeah, I can't wait for the full album to come out. Really excited. And then at one, I discovered that the Jonathan Larson Project actually has an album. But it's different cast members than who we saw on Broadway. So like Krista Rodriguez is in it. And but Andy is still in it, I don't think, and Lauren is still in it, but I don't think the other two are. But Love Heals, I've been really listening to. I think it's such a beautiful song.
I'm surprised that if they made the album, they didn't like transfer into
Yeah, I
the
don't know. It
show.
came out in 2019, so maybe they.
Oh, that's a long time.
And Krista is in Smash now.
Oh, that's probably why.
But those are my songs. I've been very like all over the place, but Boop has stayed consistent. Book wise, I gave up on Intermezzo by Sally Rooney because it was too depressing, and I don't need that in my life. And I'm reading the second book from a different series that I started a couple of months ago. So it's called In Contra by Kaylee Smith, which so far I'm 100 pages in. I started last night. So good book. Another fantasy. I try to veer away from fantasy, and then I'm like, Why am I doing that? Just stick with the fantasy.
You like what you like. There's nothing wrong with that. So, have you given up on the horror book club?
No, I haven't. I'm that book, the meeting's not till April 30th, so I'll start that probably this week or next week. So I like it fresh in my brain. It's On a Pale Horse. That's the book I'll read next. This I'll probably finish quickly because I'm actually enjoying it. But yeah, it's not till the end of the month, so I try to read it like later. And then I actually watched one show, Love on the Spectrum. Oh,
Oh, yeah, we spoke about it a little bit.
I sobbed every episode.
Oh, it's
Every
so
episode.
beautiful. I've seen so I haven't watched the episodes in full length. I've watched everything pretty much through TikTok because everything is on there. Oh my God, it just gets your heartstrings. Did you see when Connor has his first kiss? It's
Where have you been all my life? I'm like, if a man does not think that if they're kissing me, get
I
out of here.
want them. And no, but also the way that then Georgie's like, oh wow, look at the sun. The sun came out. And I'm just like, this is a... And then he's like, oh, I'm shaking. That was amazing. And I'm like, oh my God.
I love Connor, like love him, and how like he talks, and like he was talking about Georgie to his family, and he's like, "That's a private thought." Like, it's so funny, but it's so cute, and it's like
So funny.
he was so happy,
Ugh,
and
it was
like.
adorable. Did you see him get pissed at his mom for trying to set him up with a blonde?
On TikTok, he posts a video like going like with a heart with his hands. He's like, "This is my formal apology." The
That's so funny.
he was so mad. I
Listen, the
love
man
it.
likes what he likes.
Literally, I mean, but it's so funny. I was literally like sobbing. I was like, "This is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life."
He gets me and Tanner gets me.
Love Tanner. Did you hear what he said about he's like. The interviewer was like, "What can't you do on a first date?" And he's like, "I don't think you can tickle somebody."
You
I was like, "Yeah, you don't
want
want to tickle." Yeah,
to. Ugh, it's
Tanner's
so
cute.
funny.
He's so happy, like so happy.
All the time.
So yeah, that's pulling on my heartstrings.
Great show. Excellent show. Good choice.
Thanks. It was a
So is
week.
that it for the week? That's the week?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. So then for me, starting with songs, I'm gonna start with songs slash kind of a little other hyperfixation, kind of combined. So this week I was like, look, trying to think of something to listen to, and I was like, you know what I haven't listened to in a while, and I really am sad about it. Is Grease Rise of the Pink Ladies. When
I
that show was out, I loved it.
Yeah.
I was probably one of their number one fans. I thought the show was incredible, and I'm still so upset that it was canceled. I'm so upset that it was ripped from the air. You can't watch it anywhere anymore. So that's definitely like a hyperfixation because I was thinking about that this week. But also, I was thinking about it because I was thinking back to when we went to Jason's concert here in New York, and I was like thinking about how when I was watching the TV show, I loved it so much. I was like, oh my God, it'd be so cool. I wish they did a live concert of this con of the show and everything. And then I remembered back and I was like, wow, I've seen four of the cast members in the flesh, in person. And I was thinking about it this week and I was like, wow, we've seen Jason now multiple times, and I loved him especially on the show. We saw Massimo, who played he played one of the main greasers, but he's also very good friends with Jason. So he was standing behind us at Jason's concert, which was
Yeah.
wacky. And then we saw two of the Pink Ladies. We saw Ari. Oh my God, now her name is slipping from my mind. Chanel Bailey, right?
Incredible.
Yeah, Chanel Bailey. And I still can't believe we saw them sing live. I saw Ari sing live.
Yeah,
Her
it's like
voice
a
is stunning.
strange.
Like, yeah. I don't know. It's just, I was thinking about that this week. So then I started re-listening to all the stuff from Grease Rise of the Pink Ladies. And I realized I don't think I ever really played you the music from the show, besides pulling strings, which you know because of Jason.
Yeah, no.
So I think next time we go into the city, I want us to do a listen because if you can't watch it, then I want you to at least hear the music because it's
No, it's
really good.
annoying that you can't. Why you have to pay, right? I mean,
I think you have to buy like each episode individually on Amazon if you want a chance of seeing it.
it's
But
kind
like
of
it's
annoying.
also it's going to be frustrating to watch because you know that there's no season two and it ends on a cliffhanger.
That's annoying. I hate that. It's our show, Julie and the Phantoms.
Yeah, that too. That one I'll never ever get over them canceling. I still listen to that album too.
So good.
But anyway, so I'm doing a top five hyperfixation songs specifically from Grease Rise of the Pink Ladies because I want people to acknowledge it more. Maybe we could bring it back somehow. So in number five is Girl Gang. Number four is Merely Players. Number three is Take the Wheel. And number two is The Boom. And then number one is Pulling Strings, which is
Yeah.
Jason Solo.
So good.
But oh my God, it's so good. It's so good. But yeah. I'm gonna play the music for you next time we're in the car because I
Honestly,
realized we didn't really go through it.
I'm gonna add it to mine because I've been listening to I've been needing new music.
Don't listen to it without me. I wanna be there when you experience it.
Okay. Because I'm like struggling lately.
Yeah, no, once we listen together, then you may add it.
Okay.
But I'm so happy that I added it like as like the songs were coming out because like now I have like an actual like playlist and it's just like it's in show order. I love it. It's an episode order. Other hyperfixations. One, Toontown again. I'm working hard on my tune. She's now level 103. My little princess. And I decided that I'm turning it into a tribe. So you're allowed to make up to six characters. So I'm making them all honey dazzles. So I currently have Princess Cookie Honey Dazzle. I have Princess Moomoo Honey Dazzle. I have Princess Whittle Honey Dazzle. And I need to figure out the other
Whittle.
three names. Yeah, Princess Whittle Honey Dazzle. Because she's Whittle. She's Whittle. I made her a Whittle character.
Like kids when they try to say little.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Whittle.
So it's Princess Cookie Honey Dazzle, Princess Moomoo Honey Dazzle, Princess Wheel Honey Dazzle, and then I need three more, and I don't know what to name them, but I'm trying to figure that out.
Cannot.
So that's one thing I'm hyperfixating over is trying to figure out their names. Another hyperfixation, I'm still
Comment
on the
below.
hunt. What?
Comment below suggestions.
Comment suggestions. Message us. What? Who should be the next Honey Dazzle? Let's make a vote.
On Coronation Day.
Love a coronation day. Oh my God, I'll do it. That'd be so funny. Other hyperfixation. Again, I'm still on the hunt for my work in. I did not tell you this, but I was at TJ Maxx and I got close.
Close.
I got very close to finding the work in. They had a bag. It wasn't the same exact design, but it was still close enough. But it was really ugly. It was like the bottom half was like this weird fake chain blue, like with like weird design on it. And the top was just like white, like fake crocodile. And it just like, it's not my dream working. But it had the same layout and design, and it's the closest we've gotten. So they exist. Like I would consider it a work in. I couldn't do it. But we're gonna find the dream
Close.
work in. We
I
got
don't like
close.
white bags. They get
No.
dirty.
They get very dirty. I want a nice work in like a nice blue or in a nice, I'll take a brown, a nice little brown, maybe a black, but I don't know. I go back and
Yeah.
forth.
That's okay.
Yeah, I got close though.
Yeah.
Another hyperfixation this week. I had quite a list.
Yeah.
I'm on the Epic Universe side of TikTok. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay, Universal Studios has opened up in Florida, has opened up a brand new park called Epic Universe. where they added like this crazy like monsters area of like called Dark Universe with like Frankenstein, the Invisible Man, all that stuff. They have another area all about Celestials. They have another area all called the Isle of Berk, which is all stuff from How to Train Your Dragon, those movies.
Wait, is that the people walking around?
Yes, that's
Is
Epic
that
Universe.
okay?
Because they're doing they're officially open May 22nd, but they're doing like a big preview right now. So that's Isle of Berk, and then there's another section to oh my God, what's the other section? Now I'm drawing a blank. That's gonna bother me. Hold on. I gotta look this up. I'm on Epic Universe TikTok. Oh, Harry Potter and the Ministry of Magic. They opened up a section about that. And I think a hyperfixation is those characters walking around. It is my entire FYP, like the characters from How to Train Your Dragon. They are so spot on. And also, and I'm surprised you haven't brought this to me. Have you seen the guy playing Hiccup?
No.
He's trending all over TikTok. Girls are already making thirst traps of him.
What?
Hold on, I'm gonna get a photo for you. But he looks so much like the character. Two, he acts like the character. And three, he's really good looking. But what's funny is so many girls are commenting about how when they were younger, Hiccup was their sexual awakening.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Look at him.
I'm on the thirst trap. Oh wow. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't seem. Are you wowing or are you not wowing? I can't tell. You have a
He looks
face
really
on.
young.
He's not. Apparently, people are commenting that he's like 30.
Okay, that makes me feel better. I think
But
it's like 17.
look.
He's
Well,
cute.
remember, he's supposed to play a younger guy, but like, yeah, pretty good looking.
That's a good looking
They.
man.
It is a good looking man. They have other hiccups too who aren't as good looking, in my opinion. But this one's getting thirst traps. Girls are going psycho for
Could
him.
you imagine
Like
waking up
this
one
third,
day and being like,
and you're like
"There's
viral.
Trump"?
I saw some people commented that he has a girlfriend and she's not happy.
Find that out? That's creepy.
It's creepy. I'm just waiting for them to release his name and then he ends up getting fired because that's what ends up like always happening. It's like when they hyperfixate over like these men, like they end up getting fired.
That's messed up, though.
But yeah, I thought that'd be a fun hyperfixation to bring up.
You know what my TikTok is? And I don't know why. Well, first of all, it's goats fainting, which is random.
Yeah, you sent me that video this week, and I was like, "What is she watching?" I think you went in too deep.
Went way too deep. And then people fighting over Pokemon cards.
Tyler, why?
I don't know, but it's psychotic.
You're not even the one out of the two of us who has ever opened a pack of Pokemon cards.
Yeah, I don't know why, but they're all watching them like run in and like push each other. Like, what is happening?
No, it's been insane because like apparently it's been harder to get Pokemon and also there's a lot of scalpers right now. It's
Yeah.
like people are fighting over Pokemon.
Yeah. So that's my TikTok, is those. And then this one chicken lady who collects rent from her chickens says, "Hello, ladies, it's time for rent." She goes, "Gets the eggs." I don't know.
I don't even know what to say.
I don't know what
But at the
happened to
same time,
him.
I shouldn't talk. My entire FYP is stuff about the working and Epic
Yeah.
Universe thirst traps. So
Yeah,
I
like,
don't
I don't
know.
know what happened to my TikTok, but.
Oh, that's so funny. And then I guess before we move on to Broadway news, one more thing that Skylar wanted me to share. I had a really weird
Oh,
dream last
yes. We
night.
were
So
talking about it before, and I was like, no, this is really funny. Like,
I had two dreams actually. The first one was that me and Skylar went to Outsiders, which I hope was a premonition. And
it better be.
the second one was that me and Skylar went to see Boop the Musical again, now that it opened. For some reason, we had my aunt with me. And the three of us are sitting in the audience, and they completely changed the way the show works. One, it opens up by Grampy sitting in the audience smoking a cigarette. And he's like, "What the F-U-C-K is wrong with all you?" And he's just like sitting there smoking. He's running up on stage. Some reason RJ was in it and he's like half in the black and white, half in the color. And he was like dancing on stage. And then apparently it became dinner theater. So The waiter walks over, and you and me are getting pissed. We're like, we just want to see the show. And my aunt's sitting there, and she's like, hold on a minute, I want to order a chicken parm. She
We're like,
starts,
shut up.
like, shut up. So she starts ordering chicken parm, and then I'm looking at the menu. I see they got McDonald's. I'm like, oh, I'm a little intrigued. And meanwhile, you're like losing patience. You're getting pissed. You just want to watch the show. And I'm like, hold on, I need my nuggets. So we all order food. You're annoyed. And then you run to the bathroom, which is not uncommon.
Yeah.
You always do that. And then it becomes intermission. I'm like, oh, she's still not back from the bathroom. I'm walking around. Somehow I made friends with other people. I see Melody randomly there, probably because she's dating RJ. So I guess it was in my dream for some reason. And
Yeah.
then you come back and you and her are like best friends now, which I'm like, yeah, that, I don't think that would happen. And then can't breathe.
No comment.
Then you're like, you know what? I do want to order some food.
My
So
God.
then you take the menu, and somehow we end up like sitting at a table while watching the show with like the producers of the show, and we're sitting there trashing how they ruined it. Like we were like, what did they do to Boop? They destroyed it. They ruined it. This
Oh
show's
my God.
amazing. And they're like, thanks, we're right here.
Oh my God. That's a new fear unlocked.
Yeah. That was the dream. We got chicken parms, we got yummy
Chicken nuggets.
food, got some nuggies. You made a new bestie.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Crazy.
Yeah,
Could you
that was
imagine
the
if you go
dream.
to Boop and like Grampy sitting in the audience with a cigarette? Okay,
Imagine.
Sal.
Okay, we were sitting very clearly on the left side of the audience too, so let's keep an eye out. Doesn't he run through the audience at one point? Didn't he? No, I don't remember.
Are you thinking Gypsy? I don't
Know
remember.
Gypsy they did. I thought he did too. I could be wrong, but maybe he didn't. But like it was so funny. Like he was sitting there like pissed. Like it was an angry Grampy with his thing. He was just like. And like I was like, how's no one sitting around him, like realizing like Grampy's sitting right there, like
Yeah.
pissed. I don't know.
That's funny. That's a good start of a show.
Yeah, and it was so vivid too. It was wacky,
Yeah.
wacky.
So I guess our new thing is coming to you with our dreams, because we have some vivid dreams.
I always have like weird, vivid dreams. I always have dreams that like could be an actual movie, like. It always involves like aliens or this big epic
Not aliens.
war or like this like a Marvel Avengers type battle or like
That's scary.
I don't know. I once had a dream growing up that a T-Rex from like Jurassic Park came into America and like ate me through my apartment window. Like
Oh my God.
yeah, I have wacky dreams. This is
Yeah.
not abnormal for me. This was actually one of the good ones.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it was
Probably have
a
to see
fun
Boop
one.
again. Maybe it's saying we'll see Boop again.
Yeah, maybe that's a sign. Is that we need to go to Boop and that I don't know, it was just weird. The whole RJ Melody thing too. Strange.
Strange.
But probably because we keep seeing posts about how they're dating now, like out of
Well, yeah,
nowhere.
because they keep posting the pictures from the open. I feel like I'm seeing it every day somehow.
Yeah, so I guess it was engraved.
Yeah. It's always influenced like what you're like scrolling through before sometimes.
Yeah.
But okay, so that was crazy dream. I guess let's move on to some Broadway news. This was
Yes.
really cool to me because I think this is the cheapest lottery in a long time. Because we've been seeing like $69 lotteries, $49, $53, like crazy up there numbers. But Dead Outlaws actually begins its previews on April 12th, so today, technically. And their lottery is going to be on telecharge the day before, and it's only $33.
That's a good deal.
Which, that's great. Like to me, that's a nice number to like for the community. Like, you're not in it for money reasons and stuff like that.
It's wild to me that some of these shows are now like 59, 69. Outsiders cancellation tickets on Telecharge are 179.
Like, what? That's insane to me. That's not
Crazy.
like great deal. I mean, Boop, we got 45. We've been doing like 45, 49 area. I saw Old Friends, I think it's 53.
But for that show, you're getting so many celebrities. I think that's like worth it.
Yeah. Gypsy, I was annoyed about. I think it was 65, was it? Something like that,
And we
right?
didn't even see Audra.
Yeah. So that's crazy to me. I feel like the 40, 50s is kind of makes sense. Above that to me is kind of.
Well, because it's like at that point, it's like you're paying like what would be priced for like the back mezzanine or balcony seats.
Yeah.
They usually start about 79, 80.
Yeah, so it's like, why? Yeah, I don't know. But I was excited about that. I definitely want to see that. Is that the Long Acre Theater?
That's where we saw oh my God, I can't think today. That's where we saw Bronx Tale.
Yes, we love the Bronx Tale.
We did.
That's
Ugh,
good
Bobby.
memories. Good
Good
memories.
memories. That was on my 21st birthday.
Wow. Was that the first show we saw together?
We took it was a whole group of our college friends that we're not friends with anymore. And we all went into the Manhattan for my 21st birthday. We ate at Planet Hollywood. I
Yes.
remember we went to some stores. We randomly ran into the Dear Evan Hansen stage door.
Yeah.
And then
We
we
met in
went
North
and
Rancho
saw
Park.
that. Yeah. And then we went and saw Bronx Tale.
Didn't we bowl?
We did bowl. You're right, we bowled.
We did a lot.
But what's also funny is that people kept coming and going throughout the day, like other friends were showing up. It was a fun day.
Yeah, it was. Back when we were more more friends.
Yeah, now it's just the two of us.
Yeah. That's what happens. As you get older, I feel like it just everyone kind of separates.
Yeah, they do their own thing. They're all off on their own adventures.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my 21st birthday.
That's crazy.
Wow, no, that's a long time ago now. That was what eight
Oh
almost 8 years. Next in a couple months gonna be 8 years.
my God. We look so different now.
You were, if I was turning 21, you were only 19.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I didn't
Oh yeah, you did. Now you're gonna
realize
be in my ew 30s.
you in your teens. No. You're not in your 30s yet. You're not even near it yet. Stop it.
No, that's wild.
I'm closer to it than you are. Calm down.
That's wild though. I was 19. That's weird.
You were a baby.
That's crazy. I
So when we met then,
had to be 18, right?
were
18,
you
19.
18, 18, 19? I was 20. Was I 19, 20? How many years before did we meet?
Do we meet like freshman year?
Was it your, well, your
My
freshman year was my
freshman year.
sophomore year, right? Or
Yeah.
my junior year?
When did you graduate? What year?
2018.
Yeah, I graduated 2020.
So that's the thing. You were 2 years behind me. So it was my junior year.
Yeah.
So then, probably, I don't think you knew me in my teens. I think you met me when I was 20 already.
Yeah. That's weird though. I was 19. Like, what?
You were a baby. Oh my God.
I
And now we old
know
ladies.
it's like so many different, like life. Weird.
Weird. Okay, back to Broadway news. So, this week was
Anything.
the opening night of Smash on Broadway. There was a lot of reunions on the red carpet. I saw Christian Borle was there, Debra Messing, Christopher Rodriguez, Andy Mientis, who everyone was like obsessing over his outfit. But also, we were talking about it before we came on the podcast, some reviews have started to come in for Smash, and they are not looking so hot.
I read something, and I think it was from Broadway.com, but don't quote me. And it said like it was a train wreck. Like,
Wow.
And I was like, oh, we have not seen it. We're still gonna see it because we want to give you guys our honest opinion, especially with Tony's coming up. We want to see as much as the shows as possible. But I'm kind of shocked that it's not doing as well.
Well, I think they missed the ball because, and I see a lot of people talking about this on TikTok. Fans wanted them to do Bombshell on Broadway, which was the show that was originally created in the Smash TV show. That's what they wanted. But instead, they tried to create this world where it was still a Broadway show being created and behind the scenes of that. But apparently, and I saw, I don't remember who it was, I saw someone on TikTok talking about this, and they were saying, actually, you know what it was? It was I think it was John Grisetti, the Broadway actor. He does reviews now too. He was saying the issue is that the behind the scenes is being done just as extravagant as the Broadway show parts. So there's no separation between the two, making it really hard to follow because it's not like when you're behind the scenes, it's more intimate, it's like more muted. It's just as extravagant as that, as if you're watching the part that's the Broadway show. And also people are complaining because they changed a lot of the song arrangements. There's characters that were changed and people are just not happy. It's not what they wanted. I don't know why they didn't listen to fans and like what they really
Especially
wanted.
if you're gonna do Smash, you kind of have to, like a little bit. Unless they should have not called it Smash then, call it something else.
The issue is that people like you can't like it made more sense for them to do Bombshell. It doesn't make sense for them to try to fit an entire Broadway television show, which was multiple episodes, into one little 2-hour segment. Like you can't condense it that much.
Yeah, I'm definitely curious. Like, we're still gonna see it, but like, I want to see other shows before it. Like, I would put Last 5 Years above this,
Oh,
if that makes sense. Even though that's having iffy reviews. And I actually saw somebody write that Nick Jonas is not really the problem.
Oh,
So
really?
I'm
What do they
confused.
think is the problem then?
They think that Adrienne Warren was miscast as Kathy.
I've seen some stuff similar to that on TikTok. I mean, I kind of understand it. You said it as soon as the casting was announced that like
Her voice just doesn't match. I mean, we haven't seen it, so I'm gonna wait to give my opinion, and hopefully we'll see it this week. I have a feeling we'll see something, because I really wanna hear her live and see her acting. But a lot of people are saying the acting and the way that she's choosing to sing certain songs aren't very Kathy-like, and
You know what will be interesting is that I don't know anything about Last 5 Years. So I wonder if I will like her as Kathy more than you will because you have something to compare it to. I'm
No,
holding off.
I think that's a good idea because I think it's hard. Like when you revive a show and it has such like a cult following for it, I think it's hard if you don't cast it perfectly. Like I think, and that's maybe that's the issue. I'm just really want to see it so we can form our own opinion
I
and stop
agree.
seeing the friggin' bootlegs.
Yeah, I'm over the bootlegs.
Definitely.
Some more Broadway news. Gypsy is going to be releasing a Broadway cast recording. It's going to be coming out later this month. It'll be exciting because we never got to hear Audra sing Rosa Stern.
I
So
know. And they already released Together Wherever We Go. This
oh,
is
I
like
didn't
the
hear
last
that.
one. Yeah, it's good. I mean, I am definitely still annoyed that we didn't see Audra, but I'm not paying $65 again if she might be out like she did that time.
I ain't risking it.
No. Another exciting news, which hopefully we could get lottery tickets somehow. It's been very hard, but Liz Gillis and Milo Manheim, I said that right, extended their run in Little Shop through June 1st. So now we have more time to try the lottery.
We are getting in one way or another. We have some plans in
Yeah,
motion.
because
So,
did you watch their performance of GMA?
yeah, they were great.
Oh, his mannerisms. 10 out of 10.
has
The
a little
yeah. But I feel like every Seymour you kind of had a little crush on. But I think he was a good casting. I think she's great too.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. We'll get it one way or another.
I'm happy they extended though.
See, the thing is, we could. I just don't want to pay full price. I don't know, we'll see.
I know it's crazy, but it is like sold out like a lot. Don't know. We'll see. We shall see.
So off Broadway's Titanic has unfortunately announced their closing date this week. It's going to be closing on June 15th, and when it closes, it will have done 1,221 performances. I'm upset we have not seen it.
We gotta
And
go.
everyone's saying it's great.
We gotta go. Yeah. I'm shocked. I didn't expect that one.
No, I thought it was gonna last a little longer.
Yeah. I think there's other shows that I was like, maybe they'll close soon, but.
I also feel bad because now this is twice that Amber Ardolino has gotten a role, like leading a show, and then boom, the show is announced that it's closing. Because the first one was the Neil Diamond musical, and
Yeah.
now Titanic.
Man.
Poor girl.
Yeah, that's not great. So the red buckets and the auctions that have been going on at the shows have been very interesting. So Nicole Swörsinger's slip dress is being auctioned. How much do you think people will pay for that?
I would never buy it. It's literally a
Bloody.
piece of cloth and it's bloody.
Yeah.
But I there are some crazy Pussycat doll fans, so I feel like people would pay
Yeah.
like 5K.
Well, when I saw Mulan, they were auctioning to meet Boy George and get his glove, and somebody paid $4,000.
That's crazy. It's Boy George.
Like, who cares? Like, what? Insane. And also, like, I was like, do they have to give cash right then and there? I was like, or are they writing checks?
They
Like, I'm
probably
like,
write checks or do credit card.
what the heck? No,
I
it's
would
actually insane
never.
to me. And I saw they auctioned some Tom Francis's, I think his tank top.
Now that my butt,
That bothered
nah. But
me.
see, like, what do you do with it when you own it? Like, what, you're gonna cuddle with it? Like, I don't get
I
it.
don't know. But also, like, me as an actor, I'd be creeped out. I'd be like, I'm not
Yeah.
selling my clothes. That's weird.
No, yeah. It's technically not theirs that they own. It's the theater, so I guess they could kind of do whatever they want.
Yeah, but it's
The
just,
producers.
it's a little crazy to me. A little crazy.
Yeah, I don't love it.
I'm thinking at least 5,000 are up.
I think 5,000 are up. Do you know when that's being auctioned?
No.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on it entirely, let you guys know.
Yeah, definitely.
So this past week was also the Miscast 2025. I wish we were able to go. They did have a lottery on today tickets, but we didn't get tickets.
They were
And
lost. We got caught.
we got. I didn't realize it until like the day of. I was like, oh, Scott, look, there's a lottery. And I was like, oh.
I did it, but I swore I told you, but I think I told you in my head. That's what I've been
I
doing
think
lately.
so.
I'm sorry, but I did enter, so
It's
I had a
okay.
chance.
It's okay. It is what it is. But what's it called? There were so many good performances. So what were your favorites that you saw online?
Okay, so obviously my favorite was Aaron Tveit's tribute to Gavin Creel when he sang the song from Chess. I thought that was beautiful. Tears all around. That was they needed to like why am I losing my words? They needed to because he was so involved in that, the Miscast. So I'm glad that they did a tribute for him in that way, and I think it was great that Aaron Tveit did it. I don't know how he did it and not cry, but iconic. He was so good. But then, of course, my next one was Megan Hilty and Jennifer's.
Oh my God, they were fantastic. So they did the confrontation from Les Mis. They were
Oh my
fantastic.
God, that was
They were just like playing their Death Becomes Her characters.
yeah, and like. Jennifer looks like a cartoon character. Is it just me?
I agree.
Okay. Like, just the way that she holds herself and her like high heels, and she's so tiny.
But that's what's fantastic about her. She's a diva. I love it.
She's great. And that song, they sing it perfectly. I was like, what?
It was so well done. But no, the best confrontation is the one from years ago. When it was like the adult, I don't remember who it was, but then it was the kid who played Gavroche. He's now a big like movie and
Oh,
TV star.
Joshua.
Yes. Who's also Newsies. That's the best one.
Yeah, that was great. I hope they do an album. Are they gonna do an album this
I
year?
don't know. A miscast?
They released some of it. They have last year they have last year's the studio sessions.
Hopefully we get some. I think for me, my favorite one was Dreamgirls with Jordan Fisher, Britton Smith, and Ephraim Sykes.
So good.
Oh my God, Jordan is such a diva, and he was going off in the lead.
So good.
I was like, that's right. You trigger your inner Beyonce. That was my favorite. I also really loved Cola Scola did I Was Stubborn from The Music Man, and he was just such a diva. Like, and did you see his interaction with the pianist though, when he's like, I need to make people realize I'm not a clown, I'm actually good.
We need to see him in Oh Mary. That's
Oh
our goal.
geez,
Because I think
that's
he's
definitely the
really
goal.
so funny.
I want to see him, but I also want to see Titus. So I don't. I'm having a hard time. I don't know who to go to.
I think Titus is done.
Oh, really? I thought he had a couple more weeks.
I think Cole is already in. Please hold. I think he was literally only in for like a week.
No, I thought it was a few, like a month.
Hold on. Kills me to the bones. Why is that song then? Yeah, Cole's in.
Oh, okay. Well, even better then, because I want to see Cole.
And James Foley is back.
Okay, we gotta focus on getting tickets for that. Maybe I think we need to finally try to rush it.
Or the three show a day.
Yeah.
We'd have to pack dinner though, because we cannot.
I don't. Yeah, we wouldn't have time to eat.
And we cannot not eat. We'll kill someone.
Yeah.
Like
We have to ponder. We'll ponder that idea. So our last piece of Broadway news for the week is Diego Andres Rodriguez from Sunset Boulevard was announced to play the role of Che in the London revival of Evita.
well deserved.
Well deserved. He was fantastic as both Joe and Artie. We've seen him in both roles.
Amazing. We have to see him again before he leaves, which I'm sure he'll be announcing his departure soon.
Yeah, because that starts shortly after Sunset closes, so I think he would be leaving ahead of time.
Yeah. But good for him. He's so young and he's booking these big shows. Like,
He deserves it. He deserves it.
yeah. I hope. Do you think that will transfer to Broadway like Sunset did?
Honestly, I don't know. It could. I don't know.
We'll see. So, yeah, that was our Broadway news of the week. So, I guess let's dreamcast it.
Okay. So I'm gonna lay this out in a document to keep track of who we're saying for what character. As I set this up, do you want to give some of your quick thoughts on Floyd Collins?
Oh, I forgot about that. Sure. So I went to see Floyd Collins last week with a lottery win. I will say, of course the cast was incredible, their voices are awesome, but I think the deep issues with the book and the set design, I was taken out of the story multiple times because of the lack of set and the lack of feeling like you were in the cave when Jeremy Jordan was singing when he was stuck. And I was very confused at times because he would have hallucinations as he was dying, of his family, of his sister and his brother. And because of the lack of like change of scenery, I was getting confused as to is this a hallucination or is he did he get unstuck? So that was my major issue with it. The songs were very similar. The one person I say that was very like outstanding was Taylor Trench. He was a reporter, and his acting, his singing, everything to me, he was like the most developed character of the story. He was great, but I will say it was kind of a flop for me.
I just don't understand why they would do a show about someone being trapped in a cave on that big of a stage.
There was no like there in the beginning. So the stage kind of comes up, and it looks like you know where you put your shoes in to organize them. So he was
Yeah.
crawling through something like that. And like, I don't know. To me, like Sunset Boulevard, you don't need a set. Like that minimalistic way of doing it was perfection. This needed a set because of the time period, but also like, you didn't understand where you were. I didn't understand the days were changing. Like, I didn't realize he
See,
stuck for 5 days.
that's a big deal.
Yeah, I had no idea. I thought it was all one day. And then, like, they would change the lighting from bright to dark, and my eyes had a very hard time with that. Like, I understand he's in a cave, but, like, there's different ways of capturing that. And, like, it was very jarring when it would get really bright, and, like, and I was like, what is going on?
That would hurt. I think it needed to be done in a space like Circle in the Square.
Yeah,
He
they
felt
didn't
like you were
need
trapped
that.
in the cave with him.
Yeah, and like I didn't like that he was just like laying on stage the whole time. You know what I mean? So like he was over here, but now they're above over here. Like it just felt very confusing to me at the point. So I was like, well, he's still stuck, I guess, but then like randomly he'll stand up and start singing. I'm like, wait, what? And like randomly him and his brother like take like ropes and start dancing with the ropes. I thought they were gonna swing from them. No, they were just like holding them. I was like, this direction and everything felt very like almost rushed, and nobody was like piecing it together completely. So, I mean, if you win lottery, I would say go form your own opinion. To me, it's not something you should have run to.
And I think it's going to be closing soon also because it was already announced that Ragtime's going to take over that space.
Which I think will be
So,
amazing. Because I
and
saw
I think that's a stage four Ragtime.
my fair lady there, and I remember it being like amazing because they had like all the buildings and all that. This just it was com when you walked in, empty. It was just black.
Don't
It
like
was huge.
that.
I was like, oh my God, the stage looked huge. It's like I've never seen. And then they just had like a backdrop and projections, which didn't really work for the story.
I think this is a classic case of being in a rush to get something on Broadway, so you accept the wrong theater. Because there's like waiting lists again to these theaters. Shows are like lined up for
Yeah.
years at a time. And I think they probably just wanted to get the show on Broadway already. And they were just like, okay, we'll do this theater.
Yeah, it was very not one of my favorites. Not one of my favorites.
Okay. I think it's time for the dream casting to commence.
Yeah, should we say how we usually do it? Like how we.
Yeah, we usually like both kind of come up with like some of like our ideas and then we like debate it.
Yeah.
And we go character by character usually, but we will jump around a bit too. Because like well, sometimes when we come up with one idea, we're like, oh, this person will play off them really well. So the characters we have to cast are Jean Valjean, Javert,
Javert.
Fatine, Javert, whatever.
Fantine.
Listen, I don't watch Les Mis. I know Les Mis, the cast it, but like y'all know that's not my thing. Listen.
Lisette, Fatine,
Madame
Thénardier. You can keep going.
Thénardier, Gavroche, Enjolras, Enjolras.
Andros,
Oh my
Andros.
God. Listen, I ain't French. Marius, Young
Yeah.
Cosette, and the ABC Cafe students who I don't even know who that is.
So that's when they're singing Red and Black.
I
It's
don't
just the
know.
students who are part of the revolution. So I put those there. We don't have to cast them because they're technically not principal. They're just like part of the revolution.
I'm gonna take them off then. But
You
I
could
don't.
just literally put like the Outsiders cast or a bunch of newsies. Like,
Honestly, yeah.
yeah, like it's just a bunch of men fighting for the rights to be free. Do
So,
you hear this?
I guess let's start with the leads. So, Jean Valjean, have you had any thoughts about who you'd want to see in the role?
So I have a hard time not being like Ramin Kamerlou because
I
I'm
know
obsessed
that's where my
with
brain
him.
went to.
But like if we're thinking of somebody new, I have a hard time.
I want someone with that like
That voice.
belty tenor
But he needs to be
operatic
like
voice.
built. He needs to be like jacked. Like, you know what I mean?
Brent can't do it, right? Brent Comer.
No,
No,
I
I
think
don't think
he's too
he has that
young.
voice.
And I think he's too young.
He could probably be a good Ezra, whatever his name, and
Andras, yeah.
Andras or Marius.
I could see him as Andras.
Should I put him down as an idea for now?
Yeah, I could see him as Andras.
Honestly, you know who I see as Marius? See, this is what we do. We bounce around. I could see Jason.
I was about to say
Okay.
that, but the problem is we always do this. We're always like outsiders kiss.
I know, but like
But like he
he in
would be.
particular would be great.
He would be so good at being like when he's like fawning over Cosette
Yeah.
in the Heart Full of Love. Oh, 10 out of 10.
I think he would be great. And I imagine like seeing him and Brent again like playing off of each other a little bit.
Yeah, they would be great. Those two.
Okay, I think those are locked and loaded.
Locked and loaded, baby.
Okay, back to Jean Valjean.
Okay, I'm trying to think of who we've seen. We need like an older, because he has to be the dad, and he has
What about
to.
Andy Carl?
I'm conflicted because I could see him as Javert.
Oh.
I could.
Is his voice deep enough for Javert?
Think so. Oh my God! When I saw the Mulan, he was so hot. We didn't talk about that. That's a side piece. This is what we do. We start when we name people. We're like, yeah, he was so hot. Him as a duke. Guys, guys.
You know what? He could be for one of the two leads. He would be really good.
I'm blanking on like I need a jacked guy. I don't know
But
why.
he's jacked.
He's.
No, you don't think so?
He's just tall and skinny.
Do you want to put him down as an idea for either character and we can come back to it?
Yeah, while I search for.
I'm gonna just put him on like the list of like names we remember.
Wait, how about the guy who plays Max in Sunset as Javert?
Oh yes. Wait a minute though.
Name?
What's his name? What's his name? Well, I'm looking it
What
up.
was his name?
This is what we do, we forget the names.
Okay.
David Thaxton,
There
done.
we go. Donezo.
Okay, but can we put Andy then as John? Or is he not strong enough? Or could Andy be like the Thénardier?
Oh, I could see that. I could see that.
Put that for a minute and we can
What, like
ponder.
Sutton Foster as Madam?
Yes. Yes, that's a perfect cat. That's perfect casting. Come
Oh my
on.
God. Could someone hire us?
We can ponder it, but Sutton as Madam,
Because
100%.
I feel like she has the mannerisms, because she's a comedic actor.
I picture her like in Miss Sweeney Todd, like in Sweeney Todd is like.
Yeah.
Another option, though, could be also from Sweeney Todd. Oh my God, what's her name? Annaleigh Ashford.
That's another option.
I think I like Sutton Foster more.
Me too.
For this role.
Yeah.
Okay,
And
we
I feel
still
like
we.
her and Andy would.
They'd be great together.
Yeah, they would. Okay, we're getting places.
Okay, we still don't have a Jean Valjean.
Yeah, we got a problem with that.
Like, see, this is now what I do. This is my next step. I go through all my Broadway cast recordings to
Yes.
remember who, like, I've seen.
Wait, what about Jonathan Bailey as Jean Valjean?
Done.
Shut up. That's so good.
That's amazing. Best casting you've done all year. Bravo. Bravo, Skylar.
Thank you.
Best casting you've done in
Could
a
you
long time.
imagine? Could you imagine hitting the 2-4-6-0-1?
Oh my God, against David Thaxton. Oh my God.
Bye. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Oh my God. Andy Carl and Jonathan Bailey in the same show with Brent and Jason. I don't think I can handle it.
Even have to roll us out.
I
Carry us out.
don't. Carry on on your back.
Carry. But which one?
Carry.
Wait, which one would you pick to carry you out?
Oh.
That's a hard decision.
Okay, well, Jonathan's gay. So
Yeah.
I think I would choose Jason right now. I've been in a Jason mood because of
Pingling.
Grease and everything, so
I've been an Andy Carl. He's in our old man list. I said
reveal
that.
all our
I
secrets.
said that out loud.
We have an older man
Listen.
list.
I'm so dead.
Reveal all our secrets. Okay, we still need a okay, now we're on the women, and that's the thing
Okay.
we struggle with women every time for some reason.
Yeah. But you know what? I guess he has Cosette. That Lizzie person from Foley Collins. Lizzie Mapp.
I don't know who she is.
Her voice is so very calm.
I don't know. I don't really know anything about her to put her, but I could trust you on it.
Well, we could still go back and forth. She was just the first person, and maybe it's just because I saw her recently.
I'm trying to think who for an Eponine.
About Hayley Gilmore?
She'd be great.
Or Maya?
Oh, I love Maya's voice. I was actually thinking Maya, but we
I think
put.
Maya.
Wait, which Maya? Maya Boyd or Maya Rufiko?
Rafiko. I feel like she'll show the desperation in Eponine so
And
well.
I think she would play also against Jason really well.
Yeah.
Okay, so Maya Rufiko. Okay, I have another option for whatever his name is, and Joralis, and
Andras.
I can't pronounce his name. Tom Francis.
Oh. Wait, who we had Brent, right?
We had Brent.
I think Tom Francis.
I
Oh,
think
I'm
Tom
so
Francis.
sorry.
I'm sorry. I think he knocked Brent out.
I think he did because Tom as Andras. Could you imagine him singing Do You Hear the People Sing?
Oh my God.
Or the cafe song.
I think it'd
Yeah,
be
Tom
great. I think it'd be great.
Yeah, Tom.
I feel bad though. I want Brent in the show.
It's okay because we've casted him so many times.
Yeah, he could be an ABC guy.
There we go.
There we go. Okay, so we need a Fatine and a Cosette.
And we need a Gavroche. Which is like a child, which is hard.
So we need to think who can play against Jason as Marius and be his Cosette. We're not good with the women.
We really aren't. We really aren't.
Trying to think also who for Fatine.
Oh my God.
Not easy.
How about the person who plays Betty from Sunset?
We can't just recast the whole Sunset Boulevard cast in this. I
New job.
was already thinking Nicole for Fatigue. But like at the same time, like
She might be too old.
yeah, but can you imagine her I dreamed a dream?
Oh, it'd be incredible. How about Caroline Bowman?
That could work. Or what about Mandy?
I don't know. Because, like, what age? She's like in her 20s, right? 20s?
She's supposed to be young. She's supposed to have
Yeah.
Cosette very young. It needs to be a younger woman. Usually, the Cosettes and the Fantines are almost the same exact age.
Yeah. How about
I'm trying
Eva?
to. Eva would be amazing as Fantine. I think Eva could work, but then who would play her Cosette? Because it also needs to be someone that could like realistically her daughter. Would you switch Maya to become the Cosette?
Where do
I
we
feel
put
like,
Where do we put Meyer? Ebony.
yeah, but I feel like Maya could play Eva's
She
daughter really
could.
well.
Yeah, so let's switch that.
Okay.
Let's put maybe Hate. I don't know
Go
why
back. Go back to Haley.
as Ebony in. Or
I also.
Jasmine.
We've been casting Jasmine in everything recently, just because we loved her in Boop. I'm trying to think who else there is. Let's see.
Oh, how about Helen Shen?
I could see that. I could see that. Belt it, girl. Belt it. This is a tricky one.
This is
Because,
very
like, in a sense, the whole show, like, I don't know.
yeah, it revolves around it.
Yeah.
Did we do young Cosette?
What?
Young Cosette.
No, but that's the thing. I don't know any,
Child actors.
especially female child actors right now. There's more boys right now on Broadway.
Yeah. There's a
Maybe we don't do the child. Like, maybe we don't do young Cosette.
and Gavroche.
I mean, Gavroche, like, I feel like we need to cast, but, like, we also, again, don't know many children right now on Broadway.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Can I just write a child?
Some child.
Yeah. There's always gonna be new children. Like,
That's
that's
kind
the
of funny.
thing.
That's funny.
I'm just gonna write a child. And then I'll keep young Cosette. I'm gonna write
Another
young
child.
Cosette another child. Another child.
We go. That's funny. I like that.
Okay, so again, we just need our Eponine.
Okay, let's pull through it. Maybe we'll like blur a name once we go through like the others.
Okay. Jean Valjean, Jonathan Bailey, Javert, David Thaxton, Fantine, Eva Nobilzada, Cosette, Maya Rufico, Thénardier, Andy Carl, Madame Thénardier, Sutton Foster, Gavroche, a child, Enjolras, whatever his name, Enjolras,
Andres.
whatever the poop it is, Tom Francis,
Okay.
Marius, Jason Schmidt, young Cosette, another child.
ABC Cafe students, you just write a bunch of newsies.
What about the girl from Notebook and Gypsy, not Joy Woods.
Jordan Tyson or whatever.
Yeah.
As Fontaine?
No, it's Eponine. Eponine's what we have
Oh,
left.
Ebony, my bad. I can see that.
I could put it down as an idea.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of like it.
I'll put it as an idea. So you said for the ABC Cafe students, put a bunch of newsies and outsiders.
Yeah.
So Jordan Tyson's one idea. Let's think of another one.
I don't know. I keep thinking about Haley. I don't know why.
Joy Woods herself would also be an
Joy
amazing
Woods would be
Eponine.
great too. And you know, she has that tall figure that I feel like Ebony is usually like.
Yeah.
Just me.
Well, could she play Andy Carl's and Sutton Foster's daughter?
Why
Right,
would
it's
she?
the right, isn't it their daughter? Isn't Eponine their daughter?
No.
Always thought it was their daughter.
Is it?
I always thought it was. Isn't that why she lives with them and like they abuse her and stuff? And
Cosette lives with them because
yes,
Cosette.
but I thought Eponine lived with them too.
Am I misremembering?
I thought they all lived together, and that's how Eponine and Cosette became friends. At least when I watched the movie, that's how it was portrayed. I remember young Eponine like watching everything
Oh, it
and
is.
being there.
She is. Well, I got got.
By the girl who doesn't even like Les Mis.
Don't know how I forgot that. That sucks for her. Her life sucked.
Yeah.
Good
You
jerk.
didn't, how did I know that and you did?
I don't know, I forgot.
I mean, Joy Woods would be amazing as Eponine.
I think joy. I feel it.
Okay, I think we have our full cast then. Should I go through it one more time?
Yes. Drum roll, please. Don't.
Les Miserables Broadway Dream Cast.
Copyright.
Copyright. Playing Jean Valjean will be the one, the only, the stunning, the gorgeous, the gays have won with him, Jonathan
Yeah.
Bailey.
Not fair.
Not fair. Javert will be played by David Thaxton.
Ooh, those low notes.
Fatine, those notes, oof. Fatine will be played by the gorgeous, the stunning Evelyn Obozada. Future Mrs. Reeve
Barney.
Carney. Cosette will be played by Maya Rafiko.
Iconic.
Eponine will be played by the tall, the slender, the beautiful Joy Woods.
Oof.
Thénardier will be played by the one, the only Andy Carl, Mr. UPS man himself. Madame Thénardier will be played by the gorgeous, the stunning Sutton Foster.
Oof.
Gavroche will be played by a child.
Any child
Any child.
with talent.
Enjolras, I finally got it right, will be
There you go.
played by the stunning, the gorgeous, the hunky Tom Francis.
Whoa. Don't go back to London. Don't do
Don't
it.
leave. Marius will be played by the gorgeous blue-eyed boy, Jason Schmidt.
Oh my gosh.
Young Cosette will be played by, again, another child. Who would have thought?
Yeah, what a thunk.
And finally, last but not least, the ABC Cafe students will be played by a bunch of newsies and outsiders men.
What could have been better than that? I don't know.
I don't think anything. Once again, copyright.
Literally, I feel like we're drama teachers, like announcing the cast list, putting it on the.
Oh my God, it really feels like that. But
Right?
honestly, it's kind of fun to do the Dreamcast live.
Yeah, it was.
Maybe
We
we'll
do
do
it a
this
lot.
again. Maybe we'll do this
We
again.
love doing it. It's one of our favorite.
Yeah. And it always does well. You know, it seems like you guys like it too. So if you enjoyed hearing us Dreamcast this live, please let us know. We will post the Dreamcast tomorrow when the podcast comes out.
Yeah.
So let us know your thoughts on who you would cast.
And what show we should cast next? Because sometimes we have a hard time picking.
Yeah, give us a good one. I like when there's a lot of characters.
It's fun. You can see
Yeah.
us go back and forth.
But could you imagine this though? This would be such a good
I'd pass
show.
out.
I would pay so
Jonathan
much money.
Bailey? Oh my God. His voice? Oh
But could you imagine like Jonathan Bailey having scenes with Evelyn Nobilzada's Fatine? Like,
Oh my
oh my
God.
God.
We'd be sobbing.
And maybe I
Sobbing.
actually would like Les Mis.
It's such a good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I feel like you have like the two sides of like theater kids right here. The ones that love Les Mis and the ones that are like, eh.
Yeah, but to be fair, like there's a lot of musicals that I like because it's like not big Broadway. Like, you know what I mean? Like a little depressing, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I
We
guess
should
that's it.
manifest.
Yes. Oh, yes. Let's manifest.
Okay. Be specific. We will be seeing The Outsiders on Thursday at 7 p.m.
Please, God, please.
And
We
we
really
were
want to go.
seeing The Last 5 Years Friday at 8.
I'm good with both of those manifestations for our
What
manifestation
was
for this
another
week.
thing?
I also manifest that we are gonna win some sort of lottery. We actually had a few lottery wins this week that we had to pass on, like Operation Mincemeat, which we want to see. So I manifest that we end up getting that opportunity again.
Are they open Mondays?
I don't know.
Because that would be good, because then we could have a Monday show.
Monday is Smash. I know Smash has a Monday. Maybe we can manifest Smash for Monday.
Yeah, we gotta remember to enter.
But I manifest we're gonna see like a couple shows this week.
Yeah, within like, I feel like this week and next week, we're gonna be like raking them in. I feel it in my bones. The weather is getting nicer. And, I think life will get a little less gross.
Hopefully.
No, they don't have Monday shows. Dang, didn't they used to?
I'm not
Maybe that
sure.
was just for previews.
Oh, it could be. A lot of the shows do Mondays during preview, so I guess that's it for this week. Once again, like always, please follow us on social media. Please follow us on
Just at
TikTok
Love Me.
at Love Letters to Broadway with 1 Y, and on TikTok at Love Letters to B-Way with 2 Ys. Also, for all business inquiries, you can reach us at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. Once again, it's at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. I don't know why people aren't reaching out, but y'all should.
Yeah.
And
Smash
we, I
doesn't have
think.
a Monday. Sorry.
Oh, it doesn't? I thought it did.
No.
Okay.
I think just for previews. Now it's open.
Well, we'll see. We'll take a look what comes up. But we got a few exciting things in the works for you guys, so make sure you stay tuned.
Yes.
And yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Have a great week.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
Bye.